Of all the bodies of water in the coastal bend, the standout, hands down for uniqueness and importance to the region, is the Laguna Madre. She carries a number of superlatives in her crown, including the largest ecosystem of her kind, namely a hypersaline or negative estuary, and she's bordered by the longest barrier island in the world. Some longtime observers of the Laguna think she's in trouble. We'll begin by hearing from one of them. Sid Walsh is a retired teacher and counselor, a sometime fishing guide, and a passionate lagunatic. Walsh thinks that, just like the canary in the coal mine, a dissipation of bird populations in the Laguna is a very bad sign.
There's been no birds on Bird Island. There's the amount of ducks that come down here now is down probably 75%. When you go down the intercoastal or you go place, you don't see the great blue herons, the greater egrets. You don't see rosette spoonbills. The number of birds past Pita Island, which is down at the end of Laguna Shores Road, is almost nothing. And that is a remarkable change in 5 years.
It turns out cries of alarm and fears that the Laguna Madre is dying are not that uncommon. Exactly 1 year ago, two Texas Parks and Wildlife specialists wrote an article for Saltwater Fishing Magazine under the headline, "Is the Laguna Madre Dying?" Their answer, in a nutshell, was no. Wes Tunnell points out in his book, The Laguna Madre of Texas and Tamaulipas, that people have raised the complaint at various times for more than 60 years. Much of the scientific community, and indeed many outside it, think the Laguna is healthy. Dr. Kim Withers is a researcher at the Center for Coastal Studies.
Well, the Laguna Madre is a really amazing body of water. It's a hypersaline body of water, which most people know. What most people don't understand about hypersalinity is that it's not a bad thing. Even though historically the Laguna Madre had fish kills during the summer, especially in the early part of the 20th century, before the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway was dredged, it was still the most productive body of water with regard to fisheries, despite salinities that reached in excess of 60, 70, and 80 parts per thousand, which is at least double normal seawater. So hypersalinity is not a bad thing.
A number of outdoor lovers also think the Laguna is healthy. Brad Zunker is a sales rep for Downtime Services, a field machining firm in Agua Dulce. He's been fishing in the Laguna for decades. He thinks the Laguna's in fairly good shape. Sure, he says it's got some issues, but is it in danger or dying?
I don't agree with that, and I applaud anyone who's impassioned with the lagoon and notices changes, as you've mentioned. But I think I've been fishing the Laguna Madre for more than 40 years now, and I would say that today, or at least the last 9 months, has been the best year I've ever had. So I would say the fish populations, from my standpoint, appear to be healthy. I personally think the Laguna is healthier than it's ever been before, and I could be completely off base. And I admire anybody and would like to talk to anybody that wants to debate that.
Bill Sheikha knows a thing or two about the Laguna Madre. He's lived there
pretty much my whole life,
so he ought to know. Beyond that, he's been fishing in the Laguna for a long time. It began when he was a child and turned into a very enjoyable career as a charter captain and fishing guide.
My professional career has spanned well over 30 years taking people fishing. I'm going to break the million-mile barrier in a boat, I hope, in about a year.
He's been featured in fishing books and magazines, on TV shows, and fishing videos. People come from all over the country to fish with him. Sheikha keeps a diary and says the Laguna changes from year to year. Some years the water's clear, some years it's clouded by algae, some years there's more seagrass, some years less.
Every year that I fish, I get to face something new, and my diaries never really line up with the year previous or the year after. It's usually I have to go back a number of years to find a year that is similar. None of them are the same. And the thought process, well, it's going to get better and better and better. It's never going to do that. It never has done that. And it never will do that. And I will argue that with anybody. And you take the good years with the bad years.
So that's the setup. A variety of opinions with some experts to help us fill in the blanks. Over the next few weeks, we'll hear from these and other contributors, and we'll touch on every aspect of the Laguna: seagrass, fish, birds, and boaters. Our look at the Laguna Madre is part of Gulf Matters, a series about the Gulf of Mexico, America's Sea, sponsored by the Heart Research Institute of Texas A&M University Corpus Christi. I'm Shane Barker.